Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, The Birth of Lord Krishna, Text 26. Yoyam kalas te, tasya te vyakta bando chestam ahush chestate yena vishvam nimeshadir vatsaranto mahiyam tam tveshanam chemadama prapadye yoyam kalas tasya te vakta bando chesta mahus chesta te yena vishvam nimesha divat saranto mahiyam tam tveshanam chema dama prapadye yoyam kalas tasya te vyakta bando chesta mahus chesta te yena vishvam nimeshadir vatsaranto mahiyams tam tveshanam chema dama prapadye yoyam kalas tasya te vyakta bando chesta mahus chesta te yena vishvam nimesha divat saranto mahiyams tam tveshanam chema dama prapadye yayam kalas tasya te vakta bando yayam kalas tasya te vakta bando chesamahus chesate yena vishvam chesate yasayams chesanam chema dama prapadye yayam kalas tasya te vyakta bando chesta mahus chesta te yena vishvam Vaishnavis. Yoyam kalastasya te vyakta bando. Chesta mahus chesta te yena visvam. Ayam kalastasya tavyakta bando. Chesta mahus chesta te yena visvam. Nimesha devat saranto mahiyams. Ante shanam shema dama prapadye. Yaha. That which. Ayam. This. Kalaha. Time. Minutes, hours, seconds. Tasya. Of him. Te. Of you. Of yakta bando. O my Lord. You are the inaugurator. Of the unmanifested, the original Mahatattva, or Prakriti, Chestam, attempt or pastimes. Ahu, it is said, Chestate, works, Yena, by which, Vishvam, the entire creation. Nimesha adihi. Beginning with minute parts of time. Vatsara antaha. Up to the limit of a year. Mahiyan. Powerful. Tam. Unto your lordship. Tva-ishanam, unto you, the Supreme Controller. Chema-dama, the reservoir of all auspiciousness. Prapadye, I offer full surrender. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O inaugurator of the material energy, this wonderful creation works under the control of powerful time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours, and years. The element of time, which extends for many millions of years, is but another form of Lord Vishnu. For your pastimes, you act as the controller of time, but you are the reservoir of all good fortune. Let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship. Please repeat. O inaugurator of the material energy, this wonderful creation works under the control of powerful time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours, and years. This element of time, which extends for many millions of years, is but another form of Lord Vishnu. For your pastimes, you act as the controller of time, But you are the reservoir
of all good fortune.
Let me offer my full surrender unto your Lordship. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.52, Yachakshur Esha Savita Sakala Grahanam Raja Samasta Suramurta Asesha Teja Yasya Gyaya Brahmati Sambrita Kala Chakra Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bajami. Quote, the sun is the king of all planetary systems and has unlimited potency in heat and light. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the supreme personality of Godhead, under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotates within the fixed orbit of eternal time. End quote. Although we see the cosmic manifestation as gigantic and wonderful, it is within the limitations of Kala, the time factor. This time factor is also controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Prakriti, the cosmic manifestation, is under the control of time. Indeed, everything is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Lord has no fear of the onslaughts of time. Time is estimated according to the movements of the sun, Savita. Every minute, every second, every day, every night, every month, and every year of time can be calculated according to the sun's movements. But the sun is not independent, for it is under time's control. Brahmati Samvrita Kala Chakra. The sun moves within the Kala Chakra, the orbit of time. The sun is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord has no fear of time. The Lord is addressed here as Avyakta Bandhu, or the inaugurator of the movements of the entire cosmic manifestation. Sometimes the cosmic manifestation is compared to a potter's wheel. When a potter's wheel is spinning, who has set it in motion? It is the potter, of course, although sometimes we can see only the motion of the wheel and we cannot see the potter himself. Therefore, the Lord, who is behind the motion of the cosmos, is called Avyakta Bandhu. Everything is within the limits of time, but time moves under the direction of the Lord, who is therefore not within time's limit. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In these first chapters of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we've been hearing several sets of prayers. First, there were the prayers of Bhumi and Lord Brahma and the demigods to the Supreme Lord, asking that he adjust the cosmic situation. And the Lord promised he would come. He entered into first the heart of Vasudev and then the heart and womb of Devaki. And when he was there, the demigods offered their prayers to the Lord within the womb. And when the Lord appeared as a child, but a very extraordinary child, fully dressed and ornamented with four arms, you know, the four-arm Vishnu form of the Lord first appeared. And then changed into a child. There were prayers by Vasudev, and now we're hearing the prayers of Devaki. And in the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj lists 9 principal practices of devotional service, and one of them is offering prayers. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. So we practice these 9 aspects of devotional service. First, Shravanam, hearing. And we hear about Krishna and his pastimes. We hear his holy name. We hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, other Vedic literatures, Kirtanam. Then we also chant ourselves the holy name. We speak the philosophy of Lord Krishna, the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. And the result of such hearing and chanting is that we begin to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his pastimes, his form, his associates, his abode throughout the day. And eventually, this remembrance becomes continuous. It becomes samadhi. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. And then we desire to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. Padasevanam. I was looking at Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse in the seventh canto, and he was explaining what padasevanam means. It includes activities such as visiting the places that are sacred to Lord Krishna, like Vrindavan and Mayapur and Jagannath Puri, taking bath in the Ganges and the Yamuna, worshipping Tulsi Devi, serving the Vaishnavas, especially the spiritual master, the order of the spiritual master. All of these things come under, you know, the heading of padasevanam. Smaranam padasevanam, archanam. We worship the deity form of the Lord. Part of that means offering foodstuffs to the Lord each day. I was reading recently in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, Lord Chaitanya was explaining to Srivas Thakur, who was about to go back from Jagannath Puri to Mayapur. He was explaining, okay, I've taken sannyas and I've come here and now I'm living in Jagannath Puri. But my poor mother, you know, she's in separation from me. You know, she's remained in Mayapur. He was saying, actually, when you go back and you see her, please apologize for my offenses. Actually, he was speaking in kind of in an ecstatic way that I was a little crazy when I took sannyas. Wasn't in my right state of mind. I should have stayed and served my mother. because she really loves me. I really love her. But just like a madman, I've done this crazy thing. I've taken sannyas, so I had to leave home. But because she asked me to stay nearby in Jagannath Puri and make my headquarters there so she could hear about me, I've done that. But I know she's feeling separation from me, but there's something that I want to tell you. I go and visit her unseen, and she feels it, but she doesn't believe it. And sometimes, you know, she's making an offering. You know, it's one of the aspects of deity worship. So she had a Shalagram Shila deity in her home, and she, as part of her process of archanam, she would offer daily boga prasadam to the Shalagram Shila, and she would make wonderful offerings of all kinds of rice and vegetables and different foodstuffs, and she would feel very unhappy because when Nimai, her son, had been at home, he would eat those remnants. So she was feeling very sad that here I am, I've made this wonderful offering, I've offered to Shalagram Shila, it's prasadam now, but Nimai is not here to take it. And she would be deeply absorbed in feelings of separation from Lord Chaitanya. But she would look down at the plate that she had offered the food on. Just like the pujaris here, you know, they go to the deity kitchen with the plates of the Lord, they put all the different preparations on the plate, then they bring it on to the altar, offer it before the deities. But what if they looked down when they came to get the plates and they saw everything is gone? And that's what happened to Mother Sachi. She looked at the plates, everything was gone. And she was thinking, the Shalagram Shila didn't take it all, did he? I mean, that's not normally what happens. Krishna eats with his eyes. So, and leaves it there, and then the remnants are there for the devotees of the Lord to honor. So, she was looking down at the empty plates and thinking, well, what happened? Did some animal, did some monkey come in and grab everything? Or she was thinking, or maybe I just forgot to put the food onto the plate. You know, and I brought an empty plate to the Lord. So she went back to the kitchen. She looked, and there was still foodstuffs in the different pots she had cooked at. So she decided, okay, I'll make another offering. But Lord Chaitanya was telling Srivas Thakur, this happened on Dasama Vijay, one of these times when I went and I took the food. I actually took it. I went there, I took it, I ate it. But she just doesn't believe it. So you go tell her that on the Dasama Vijay, what happened? And then you convince her that I actually came and did this. And there was another devotee named Raghava Pandit. He would make wonderful offerings to his deities, and this was very much appreciated by Lord Chaitanya. He would go searching all through the countryside for the best things to offer to his deities. He liked to offer coconuts to the deities for water for the Lord to drink. I mean, devotees, when they go to Mayapur, they very much like getting dabs, you know, coconuts and sipping the coconut water. So this Raghava Pandit used to offer coconuts daily to the Lord. And he would go all over the countryside looking for the most expensive, sweetest coconuts. And he would take them home after paying big price for them. I mean, even though he could get coconuts cheaper, he got the most expensive ones. And he would cool them down in water. And then he would prepare them very nicely, put a little hole in the top, and put them on the altar for the Lord to drink. And when he took them off the altar, he would see the water inside was gone. And then he would cut it open. He'd scrape out the coconut and put it on a plate, offer it to the Lord, and it would be gone from the plate. But anyways, it's all part of Archanam. Then there's Vandanam, offering prayers to the Lord. And one can offer many different kinds of prayers to the Lord. You know, if you study them, you'll see some prayers are prayers of glorification, which involve description. Oh, my Lord, you are this. Oh, my Lord, you are that. Some are prayers of obeisance, offering obeisances. Some are prayers offering complete surrender to the Lord. This prayer here that we're reading today is a combination of a descriptive glorification and a surrender, offering full surrender to the Lord. Sometimes devotees offer prayers where they're making some particular offering to the Lord, like when they're offering prasadam to the Lord. Or sometimes devotees are requesting something from the Lord. And usually they're not requesting anything that would be considered material. Lord Chaitanya would pray, Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhagavad Bhaktir Hoitiki Twai. I don't want wealth. I don't want followers. I don't want a nice spouse. I just want to be your servant, birth after birth. So that's how followers of Lord Chaitanya pray. But in this prayer, Devaki is glorifying the Lord in his form as time. And in the purport, we're getting extensive descriptions of the Lord in his powerful time factor. And time has a very destructive power in this material world. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Kalosmi lokachaya krit. Time I am, destroyer of the worlds. Krishna had displayed his universal form to Arjuna, and he was explaining, yes, time I am, destroyer of all the worlds. And this very famous verse from Bhagavad Gita was remembered by the physicist Robert Oppenheimer, who was the scientist in charge of the American program to make the atomic bomb during World War II. It was first tested at Alamogordo in New Mexico. So Robert Oppenheimer was in the bunker with other scientists, and they were looking, and they saw the huge explosion. and it was bigger than any explosion that had ever been set off on Earth up to that time, millions of times more powerful than the most powerful bomb that had been ever been set off. So they were in wonder. Later he was recalling, I was looking at a little video clip yesterday where he was recalling the moment. He said, some of us were quiet, some of us were he was describing the different reactions, and he says, as for myself, I was remembering a verse from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna was displaying his universal form to Arjuna, who had been hesitating to fight. And when he displayed his thousand-headed universal form, you know, he said, he was using a different translation of this verse, you know, I have become death, destroyer of all the worlds, but it's actually Kalosmi Lokachayakrit, time I am, destroyer of the worlds. So that very powerful destructive force of time is there. Everything in the material universe, including the material universes themselves, are temporary. They're under the influence of this powerful time factor, which is represented by Krishna's chakra, Sudarshan chakra, that disc of the Lord represents the power of time by which he controls everything in the material universe. And everything material is created, and then it exists for some time, and then it's destroyed by the powerful time factor. And on every Vishnu or Krishna temple, on the top of the temple, there is that disc. You know, I was coming to the temple this morning and looking, you know, because I'd been reading about this. Sometimes you don't notice it, but it's there, you know, on top of the temple, that chakra, that powerful chakra, which is a symbol of the Lord's controlling energy in the form of time. So, in the spiritual world, there is no destructive influence of time. I was, you know, reading a purport in preparation for this class where Srila Prabhupada says, in the spiritual world, there is undoubtedly time of some kind, but it doesn't have the destructive impact that time has in the material world. Even in the spiritual world, there's a sequence of activities. You know, there are descriptions of Krishna's activities during the different parts of the day. You know, in the morning he's being fed prasadam and dressed by Mother Yashoda. Then he goes out into the forest with the cowherd boys. And then, you know, maybe in the evening he's dancing with the gopis in the rasa dance. So there are different pastimes that take place in sequence, but nothing is ever destroyed. It's nitya lila, eternal pastimes. But in the material world, everything is under the control of the destructive power of the time factor. We're being pushed by it. We can't stop it. Everything, we're moved by guna, kala, and karma. You know, the time factor is there. Now it's morning, we're in the Bhagavatam class, but time is pushing us. It'll be over, we'll be taking prasadam, breakfast prasadam, then engaged in our different activities, then there'll be lunch prasadam, and then more devotional activities, and then time will come for sleeping, and then time to get up for Mangala. You know, the time factor is pushing. But for the devotees of the Lord, it's taking them closer and closer to the Sanatan Dham, the eternal abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and closer and closer to being a participant in the Nitya Leela, eternal pastimes of the Lord. So Devaki is describing this powerful time factor of the Lord, and in confronted with it, she is saying, let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship. And we should also do that. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Yes. Akashma.
Thank you, Prabhu. It was a very nice class. I was just curious if there's if Krishna exists outside of time. I was wondering if there's any mention of time travel in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes, there's a famous incident where King Kakudmi and his daughter Revati are considering who should be her husband. So they decide to go from planet Earth to Brahma Loka, where Lord Brahma exists. So they go up there. And at first they can't see Brahma because he's occupied. But in just a short time, Brahma comes and asks what King Kakudmi wants. And he explains, I'm considering so many husbands for my daughter, prince this one, prince that one, this king, that king. And Brahma begins to smile, laugh a little bit. And King Kakudmi says, well, what are you laughing about? And he says, well, in the time that you've been up here, millions of years have passed on Earth, so all the kings and princes that you're talking about, they're long gone. But fortunately, when you go back, it'll be time for Lord Balaram to appear, and he'll be the perfect husband for your daughter, Revati. So Srila Prabhupada talks about that, the relativity of time, in the sense that it's relative to the body that you've got and the planet that you're on. So King Kakudmi, went up millions of years ago, remained on Brahmaloka for a little bit, and when he came back, he had jumped forward in time millions of years. So that's a kind of time travel that's mentioned. I'm not aware of any descriptions of going back in time from the Bhagavatam. Sometimes people think about that, but from the Shastric point of view, there are accounts of going forward. There are accounts of being Tri Kalagya, being able to see past, present, and future. So that's there. Archita?
One of the interesting time story, if you would, is when Krishna takes Arjuna to see Mahavishnu. Now, from a technical perspective, the same thing that happened with Kakudmi and Revati should have happened there. That by the time you go to Mahavishnu and speak to him for a few moments, everything on the earth should have been fast-forwarded by millions of years, but it didn't. They came back and things were still the way they were. So Krishna can bend time any way he wants.
That's what it says here in the verse.
Yes.
Krishna is the controller of time. And going to Mahavishnu is not like a material planet. It's going completely outside the realm of time that acts on the entities within.
But a moment of his time is like when he breathes for a moment and exhales, inhales.
Yeah.
Millions and billions of years go by on our scale of time.
Right.
So the same thing should have happened then. If you go to see Mahavishnu and speak to him for a few minutes, millions and billions of years should have gone already on Earth. But because Krishna's involved, it didn't happen. They went, they spoke to him, they came back, and things were just the way they were.
Exactly. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.